boys stood gazing into the clouds above. I know my kite is still up there, for I can feel the tug. A smile then crossed his little face. The tug had made it free. That's just the way the Spirit works. Thank God for what I feel. Thank God for what I feel inside. I know my God is real. I can feel His touch from heaven above. My hungry soul He feels. He gave His only Son to die. A ransom, oh what love. I know God holds the thread of life, for I can feel the tug. Now when this life is over and across the great divide, I'll be free from all my sorrows when I reach the other side. My treasures are up yonder in a land of perfect love. And I know God holds the thread of life, for I can feel the tug. Thank God for what I feel inside. I know my God is real. I can feel His touch from heaven above. My hungry soul He feels. He gave His only Son to die. A ransom, oh what love. I know God holds the thread of life, for I can feel the tug. I know God holds the thread of life, for I can feel the tug.
All right, in Romans chapter 6. This morning, I want to begin reading at verse number 6. Yeah, 6. Let's look at verse 5 this morning. Romans chapter 6 and verse 5. And the Bible says this, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death," whose death? Christ's death. We shall be also in the likeness of His what?
His
if that don't stir you, something's wrong. Amen. He said in verse 6, "For knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him." With who? With Christ. "That the body of sin might be," what? "Destroyed. That henceforth," going forth, "we should not serve sin." Verse 7, "For he that is dead is freed from sin." Verse 8, "Now, if we be dead with Christ," I believe somebody's getting this this morning, Martin.
Come on, brother.
"Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him." Verse 9, it said, so knowing that, we know that, don't we?
That's right, brother.
Knowing that Christ be... knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death had no more dominion over Him.
That's
For in that he died unto sin once. But even that he liveth unto God. Likewise, Paul said, reckon ye or you also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Man, that's shouting ground there. That's shouting ground there, people. Verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign, which means continue, in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 13 said, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. You know, Paul said once, even though I'm free from bondage, even though I'm free from sin, but then he said, I am a slave to Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, when we think about servants this morning, we think about perhaps slave, or when we think about slave, we think about being a servant. And so we're all this morning servants to one or the other this morning. You say one or the other what? Well, you're either a servant to Satan and sin, or you're either a servant to Christ and righteousness. Amen? Now we know who's going to win out when this is all said and done. Amen? So we know who is going to be on the winning side. If you say, well, I ain't never really known who, when it's all said and done, and the smoke, so to speak, is cleared, I really don't know who is going to win this war, Satan or the devil. Well, all you have to do is just get you one of these, open to the last chapter, it's called Revelations, and just read it. Amen. You know, sin today, as Paul was writing here about freedom. About freedom. Now, we know that we all, the Bible tells us that we all are born into sin. Amen. We all are born into sin. We all have this sin nature. These old bodies is sinful. It has a sin nature. And you know, when we come to the age of accountability, to know right from wrong, amen, then we're going to be held accountable for ourselves. We're going to be held accountable for ourselves. So we were all, at one time, we were all bound to sin. We were all sinners. You say, no, I ain't never been a sinner. The Bible says that's not true. The Bible says we was all sinners. Amen? We were all sinners, and we couldn't do anything about it, see? See, we couldn't do anything about it. We were all sinners when we were born, until we become the age of accountability, until Jesus Christ came from the throne in glory, and He made it all possible. So your salvation this morning, your righteousness, your blessings, your life, we owe it all to Jesus this morning. We owe it all to Him this morning. Now Paul said, he said in verse 4, he said, therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ, I like this, was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Amen? We should walk in newness of life. Why? Because we were sinners, but Christ died for our sins. He took our sins to Calvary. He just didn't die for our sin, Brother Lloyd. He died in our place. Amen? He suffered the shame and the agony. He suffered the price for sin. He took it, took mine and your place at a place called Calvary. Amen? And so this is what Paul, was talking about here. Death and resurrection, and not just a physical death, but a spiritual death. And so he's talking about a resurrection. So he said, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall all be also in the likeness of his resurrection." Now listen to this. He said in verse 6, now he said, after he said that, he said, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him." Who is the old man? Who was crucified? Jesus Christ was the one crucified. And he said, "In knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him," and the old man, amen, that is a sin nature. That is you and I. That is self. That is self. That it was crucified with Jesus Christ. Amen. Self. It was Jesus crucified. All of this. Sin. And so, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, in other words, our sin was forgiven. Amen. So whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And he said that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now let's talk about that this morning. We all know we fail and we come up short sometimes. Amen. There's nothing, I mean, you know, and well, John said over the book of John, he said, if we say we have no sin, we are a liar, and the truth is not in us. He said, because we're all going to fail and come up short, Brother Ronnie, sometime. But that don't mean that sin rules our life. That don't mean, he's talking about continual sin. He's talking about being the servant of sin. Paul is. And even though Jesus Christ knew, that even though he died for our sins, he knew that from time to time, Brother Billy, that we were going to fail and come up short. Amen. That's why, friends, that's why the grave could not hold him. That's why that he arose the third day. Amen. That's why that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father this morning. Who's he sitting there for? He's sitting there for you and I this morning, for his children, because he knows, amen, that somewhere we're going to stumble and fall. And let me tell you, there's really no shame in falling if we learn from it. But we don't have the shame is, and the sad part of it is when we do fall, Cheryl, not getting up and going on, because every time when we fail, the devil will come to you, especially you young Christians. The first little mistake you made, the devil's going to be the person there and saying, "I told you so, I told you so, I told you you couldn't live it." But I want to tell you, the Bible says, "Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world today." Praise be the name of the Lord this morning. It's one thing to sin or fail from time to time, but it's altogether a different ball game, so to speak, when we just let sin control our lives. Anybody get that? See, when we allow sin, see, we don't have to allow sin to control our life. Why? Because when we, Jesus, went to that cross, nailed our sin to that cross, died in our place, rose the third day, he did it all. You might say, well, he had to do it. He didn't have to do anything. He didn't have sin to die for us. He didn't have to suffer the shame and agony for us. He didn't have to come out of that grave for us. start with, He wouldn't have had to went to the grave to start with for us. Amen. But He did. He did, so we owe it all to Him. And even though we sin, and this is what Paul was talking about here. He's talking about, he said, sin was, see, we once, well, let me read you something here, and then maybe you can understand it better. He said, but, in verse 17, he said, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. And then he stopped, and listen to what he said. He said, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of God, or the servants of... Somebody needs to praise God a little bit this morning. Sometimes you people act like that you don't know what He's saying. If we really stop and realize what this was just saying here, and how much we owe Him, I believe we would get up and praise Him a little bit more. Amen. I believe we would get up and praise Him a little bit. He's worthy to be praised. When He's telling us right here what He's done for us, and we say, come to church, and it doesn't matter, church, how much you go to church. If you go to church and you don't receive nothing, you're just wasting your time and wasting God's time today. Amen. But when you go to church and you get it, that's why David said, Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. That's why this Bible says it's a roadmap to heaven. That's why this Bible says that this is the way of eternal life. And it is through Christ Jesus, my Lord and your Lord. There is no other way. I don't care what some preacher might say. I don't care what some Supreme Court might say. I don't care what nobody says. I'm telling you today, friend, that the fact of it is that Jesus Christ is the way. He's the only way. Why? Because He was the one that went to Calvary for us. The one who went to Calvary for us. He said now, He said, knowing this, that our old man, our old self, our old self. Hey, man. Does anybody remember their old self that they had? Huh? Well, sometimes, you know, it wouldn't hurt to go back, Brother Gibb, and stop and look back and say, yeah, I remember that old self. I remember what it done. I remember how it struggled, Brother Ronnie. I remember the pain and agony it went through. Why? Why was that? Simply because sin. Sin is a sting of death today, friend. Sin will take you to hell. Sin this morning will separate you from your joy in the Lord this morning. Sin that reigns in your life, friend, it will destroy you in the very end this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If somebody ain't going to shout, would it be hard if I shout a while? Somebody will come, if you will come here and preach, I'll shout a while. Amen. My God, I read that and I sat there last night and yesterday and Friday night, and I'm telling you, I read in the old, I read in the new, I read in the front, I read in the middle, I read in the back, and it was just like my mind was blank. And I'm telling you, last night I was sitting there, and I got to reading in Romans 5, and I got over in Romans 6 this morning, and I began to get a revelation of really who Jesus Christ was and who you and I are this morning. We are nothing but sinners saved by grace. We don't own anything. Amen. Everything that we have today, everything that we possess today, it's not about how much or how little that we have got today. If God blessing you, then we need to stand up and praise Him for our blessing this morning. That's what's happened today, friend. People have shut the door on God. They don't hear the truth today. They don't hear the Word of God today. They have got God shut out. And they go to church, they go to here, they go to there. They run here, they run to, they run through, trying to find something, something. And they can't find it. You know why they can't find it? Because the world don't have it to offer. You know, because all of these things, Brother Gilbert, they're going to fail one of these days. And the Bible said, I don't care how much you got, how big a church, how little church you got, that's got nothing to do with God this morning. But I'm going to tell you what has got to be with God this morning is how are we serving His Word this morning. What are we doing about it this morning? You know, the Bible says, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Well, if we know the Word, you can come every time the doors is open. You can hear the Word of God. Amen. And you might jump up a little bit in this and that. But let me tell you something, friend. If you ain't living that Word of God, then you're heading in the wrong direction. Amen. Because if we know to do good and we don't do it, then it is just plain sin. And the Bible said on over there that the wages of sin is death. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we need to loosen up a little bit. Amen. And we need to learn to get up and take a stand. I'm going to tell you, the world out there seems to be proud of what they are and who they are, while the church is sitting back and drying and dying up. And we see them with signs out there saying, we believe in this. We believe in that. And signs say, the church has no right. I got news for you. The church has all the right. If Jesus has set you free, the Bible says, who the Son has set free, He's free indeed. And if you're free this morning, you're free to shout. You're free to dance. You're free to raise your hands and give Him glory and praise. Are you free this morning? Free this morning, Cheryl. Free. He said, whosoever is free, he is free indeed. I'm free today. They say, well, the church don't have the right to speak out. I'm going to tell you what. I have the right to speak. Why? Because I'm set free today. I once was sinner. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Praise be unto God today. I'm here to tell you, I'm going to stand up. If they want to stand on one corner and shout their glory, I'll stand on the other and I'll shout mine for the Lord. If people can shout and people can praise the devil, why can't we in the church, amen, stand up and praise God and give Him glory? That's what's wrong with us today. Amen. They're going to stand up and shout what they believe in. And the church is going to sit back. Oh, I'm afraid to say it. We'll just accept it, you know. And maybe the government will leave us alone. I'm going to shout the praise to God whether they leave me alone or not. Amen. Somebody told me the other day, said, well, they'll put you in jail if you don't accept it. I said, that's all right. I was just down there Monday night preaching. I'm like Paul Silas. I'm like old Paul and Silas. I've got my mind made up. They may put me behind bars, but they can't keep Jesus out. Amen. They can't put me. They can't put me. I don't care how deep the dungeon is. See, if they can't put me anywhere, I don't care where it's at. They can't put me nowhere that my Jesus can't reach down a hand and touch me. Amen. Glory be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout a little bit. Somebody just praise God this morning. That's all He wants is to be praised this morning. That's all He wants. That's all He asked for. For His people to just praise Him. Just to praise Him. Good God, you people are preaching me to death. Knowing this, that our old man, our old self, is crucified with Him, Jesus, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen? For he that is dead, talk about the sin, he that's been crucified with Christ, freed from sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Man, goodness, that just makes me so happy. I believe the hair is standing straight out on my legs right now. Anybody feel any little bumps this morning? Man, I feel them. For he that is dead is freed from sin. He said in verse 8, he said, Now, if we, I know what he said. Who's he talking to? Y'all would read back in the back, he's talking to us. You believe that, Brother Tim? Yeah. He said, for if we be dead with Christ, we believe. We believe if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also what? What do you think about it, Brother Lloyd? For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Paul said, likewise. He said, likewise, reckon ye, or we also, or yourselves, to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign or continue in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. I got something to say, and this ain't going to cost you or the world anything. People need to learn the difference in love and lust. When our President of the United States stood up the other night and said, love wins, love didn't win. Lust may have won. But let me tell you, church, it's not over yet. God is just, no matter what the Supreme Court says, no matter what nobody says. Now, I'm just going to speak it. Once you want to speak it. Because God has laid it on my heart to speak it. Just because that these people think that they have won a victory, they need to stop and realize. They need to stop and realize that this may just be one little battle that they've won, but it's far, far from over. Because my God and your God is not dead yet. He's in the throne. The Bible says when we're the weakest, that's when He's the strongest. Amen. He said over in the book of Matthew, I believe it is, he said, fear not him who can kill the body, but fear him who can kill body and soul and cast into hell. Amen. I fear no man this morning. I fear no man this morning, Jim. They may kill me. They may put me in prison. They may do this. They may do that. But I'm going to tell you what, Jim, I'm going to die for something that I believe for 32 years. Something I preached for 32 years and ministered 32 years in. I'm going to stand on it today just as strong as I did before all this stuff come up. So let me tell you, when the Word of God walks on you, that's when it's doing you good. When something... And neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members are instruments of righteousness unto God.